Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is Afterward Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English, drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, how to actually rest on your day off and not turn the whole thing into another spreadsheet.
Let's get into it. Okay, so it is Tuesday night, 10:47 p.m. I am in bed, I have my laptop, and I am doing something I should never do at 10:47 p.m. I am reading articles about rest.
Reading about rest, the most meta thing in the world.
The most meta thing in the world. And here is the thing, Leo. I have 47 tabs open.
47.
47. All of them are articles. All of them are titled something like, Why You Are Tired All the Time, or The Real Reason You Cannot Relax, or 12 Small Habits of People Who Actually Rest.
12 habits. Of course there are 12.
Of course there are 12. And here is the funny part. I have read maybe two of them. The other 45 are just open. They are sitting there. They are like little guilt bookmarks.
Guilt bookmarks.
Guilt bookmarks. And every time I close my laptop, I see the tab bar. 47 little rectangles, each one reminding me in a soft voice that I am not resting right.
That is a lot of rectangles.
That is a lot of rectangles. And here is the thing. I did not even plan to look at them tonight. I opened my laptop to check one thing, one small thing, the weather, and somehow, 45 minutes later, I am on article number 31, called, quote, Why Your Sunday Reset is Broken.
Who writes these?
Who writes these? I do not know, but there are a lot of them, and the more I read, the less rested I feel. Which is, I think, the opposite of resting.
The opposite of resting.
The opposite of resting. So I close the laptop, I lay in bed for a second, and I had this little voice in my head. The voice said, you know what? You do not actually know how to rest.
That is a big sentence.
That is a big sentence. And I want to be clear. I have tried. I have tried every kind of rest there is. I have tried the long nap, the slow morning, the phone in another room for a whole Sunday, the quote, digital detox, the quote, mindful walk.
The mindful walk.
The mindful walk. I did a mindful walk once. I paid attention to every step. I felt every footfall. I noticed every tree. By minute 4, I was thinking about my email. By minute 10, I had a list in my head. By minute 15, I was back at my desk.
A 15-minute mindful walk.
A 15-minute mindful walk, which, in fairness, is about as mindful as I usually get. And here is the part that I think is interesting, Leo. I am not the only one who does this. My friend Jess. You have heard me talk about Jess.
Jess. Yes.
Jess. She has a whole Sunday routine. She told me about it once. It is 3 pages long. 3 pages with bullet points and small checkboxes. She printed it out. Paper list on the fridge, held up with a magnet.
On the fridge.
On the fridge. And every Sunday she does the routine. Every single Sunday. She starts at 8 a.m. She ends at 10 p.m. And every single Monday she tells me she is tired. Not the good tired, the bad tired.
The bad tired.
The bad tired. And I think, Leo, that is the same thing. We both want rest. We are both very tired. We are both trying. And we are both somehow more tired on Monday morning than we were on Friday evening.
That is the trick of the whole thing.
That is the trick of the whole thing. So tell me, how do you actually rest? Like, for real. I want the real answer, not the magazine answer.
The real answer.
The real answer. The one you would tell a friend at 11 p.m., not the one you would tell your boss on Monday morning.
Okay, so you want the real answer. Here it is. On Sundays, I have a routine. It is a real routine. It has been the same for about a year. I think it is pretty good, actually.
Tell me the routine.
Okay, so 8 a.m. Wake up. Yes, 8 a.m. I am an early riser on Sundays. 8 a.m., I open the curtains, I make a green smoothie, spinach, banana, almond milk, a little protein powder. I sit at the kitchen counter and I drink it. While I drink it, I do a 5-minute gratitude thing in my head.
A gratitude thing.
A gratitude thing. Then, 9 a.m., I go for a 30-minute walk. I listen to a podcast. I do not check my phone. I do not look at notifications. I just walk.
The mindful walk.
The mindful walk, but I actually do it. Then I come home. 10 a.m., I journal. I have a small notebook. I write down 3 small specific things I am grateful for. I write down 1 thing I want to do this week.
1 thing you want to do this week.
1 thing I want to do this week. Then, 11 a.m., I do a 20-minute meditation. I have an app for it. The app has a chime. Then I read a book for an hour. Not a workbook, a real book.
A real book.
A real book. Then I make lunch, something healthy. I sit down and eat it slowly. I do not look at my phone. After lunch, I take a nap. 45 minutes. Set an alarm.
Set an alarm.
Set an alarm. Then I work out for 45 minutes. Light weights, stretching. Then I take a long shower. Then I cook dinner. Then I watch 1 episode of a show. Then I go to bed at 10.
That is the whole Sunday.
That is the whole Sunday.
Leo, that is not rest.
What do you mean? It is very restful. It is scheduled rest. Organized rest. Optimal rest.
That is work in different shoes. That is a job interview with no interviewer.
A job interview with no interviewer.
A job interview with no interviewer. You have a gratitude journal. You have a 30-minute walk with no phone. You have a 5-minute meditation. You have a 45-minute nap with an alarm. You have a 45-minute workout. You have a real book. Leo, I am tired just listening to this.
I thought this was rest.
I thought this was rest too. But here is the thing. You have not stopped working. You have just put the work in a different costume. You have made rest into a performance. A scheduled, optimized performance.
Optimized 3 times.
Optimized 3 times. And the question I have for you, Leo, when was the last time you actually did nothing?
I do nothing every Sunday. I just told you the list.
No, that is doing many things. I mean nothing. Staring at the ceiling, sitting in a chair and looking out the window, going for a walk with no destination. Not the scheduled one, a real one. No timer, no podcast. No gratitude.
I do not know.
I do not know either. And that, I think, is the whole point of tonight. We have stopped knowing how to do nothing. We have turned rest into a job. And we are both tired of the job.
So what is the answer?
So what is the answer? Honestly, I do not think there is one big answer. I think the answer is small. The answer is 1 quiet hour. The answer is 1 slow afternoon. The answer is 30 minutes of nothing. Anything smaller than the Sunday reset we both keep trying to build.
Same us, different spreadsheet.
Same us, different spreadsheet. That is the 3rd time we have said that. Okay, so before we spiral any further into not actually resting, let us do our little vocab thing. Today's theme is rest, or more honestly, today's theme is what we do instead of resting.
Sneaky English, again.
Sneaky English. 9 words today, all of them live in the space between resting and not resting. So if you have a notebook, grab it.
Or just listen twice. That works too.
Or just listen twice. First word, me time. Time that is just for you. Not for work, not for family, not for anyone who asks you for anything. I need some me time tonight. The opposite of me time is we time. which is great too, but it is not this.
To unwind, to relax after you have been stressed. You come home from work, you take your shoes off, and you unwind. It does not have to be anything big. You can just sit on the couch for 10 minutes and not do anything.
To zone out, to stop paying attention to anything specific. You are watching TV, but you are not really watching. You are scrolling your phone, but you are not really scrolling. Your brain is just somewhere else. It is not a deep rest. It is a shallow rest, but it is still a kind of rest.
To unplug, to disconnect from your devices, or your email, or your responsibilities. I am unplugging this weekend. It means you put your phone in a drawer, you close your laptop, you let the notifications pile up. The world does not end, mostly.
To recharge, to rest so you can do things again. I need a weekend to recharge. The image is a phone battery. You are at 12%, you plug yourself in, you come out at 100% or 60%, whatever. Better than 12.
Burnout. The extreme tiredness that comes from too much work for too long. It is not just being tired, it is being tired in a way that does not get better with one good sleep. People with burnout do not want to do anything, not even the things they used to love.
To wind down, to gradually become more relaxed. The hour before bed, when you turn the lights down and you stop looking at screens, the opposite of winding down is winding up. And most of us wind up all day long.
To treat yourself, to do something nice for yourself, especially when you are tired. I treated myself to a fancy coffee on Saturday. Sometimes the treat is small, sometimes it is bigger, but the rule is you earned it.
A guilty pleasure, something you enjoy, but you feel a little bit weird about enjoying. Reality TV. A second dessert, a 3-hour nap on a work day. The word guilty is doing a lot of work here. Because, honestly, most of these things are not that bad.
That is the trap of guilty pleasures.
That is the trap of guilty pleasures. The word guilty is doing a lot of heavy lifting. Because if a small slice of cake makes your Tuesday better, that is not a guilt problem. That is just a slice of cake.
Just a slice of cake.
Just a slice of cake. Quick recap, because they all connect. You take some me time, you wind down, you try to unplug, you zone out for a bit, you recharge, the next morning you feel a little better, and sometimes you treat yourself to a small thing, a coffee, a walk, a nap, a very tiny guilty pleasure.
That is one paragraph, 9 words. Excellent.
Excellent. Quick example, Leo. One sentence using 3 of these.
I unplugged, took a long nap, and treated myself to a slice of cake. A very tiny guilty pleasure.
That is the sentence of the evening, honestly.
That is my entire rest routine in one sentence.
That sentence is also this entire podcast in one sentence. Okay, real talk. What do we actually do about rest? Because we do not want to leave people with another 12-step plan.
No. We want to leave them with less to do.
Less to do. Tip number 1, lower the bar of what counts as rest. Rest is not a vacation. Rest is not a spa day. Rest is sometimes just sitting on your couch for 15 minutes with the lights off. That is enough, really.
15 minutes with the lights off.
15 minutes with the lights off. Tip number 2, stop optimizing your rest. If you find yourself writing a bullet point list about how to rest, you are not resting. You are planning. There is a difference.
Big difference.
Big difference. Tip number 3, find your one real rest activity. Not 7, 1. The one that actually feels like nothing. For me, it is doing a small crossword puzzle. Stupid little crossword puzzle. My brain goes quiet.
The one that actually feels like nothing?
The one that actually feels like nothing. Tip number 4. Do not check your work email on your day off. I know, hard, but the email will still be there on Monday, and you will read it better when you have rested.
The email will be better on Monday?
The email will be better on Monday. Tip number 5. Stop turning rest into a project. A Sunday reset is fine, A Sunday reset with 3 pages of checkboxes is not rest. That is a job. You already have one.
You already have one.
You already have one. Tip number 6. Do something you are slightly bad at. Sounds weird, but doing something you are not good at, like drawing or cooking a new recipe or playing an instrument you do not know, lets your brain stop trying to be perfect. That is rest too.
Rest by being imperfect.
Rest by being imperfect. Tip number 7. Rest is allowed to look weird. You want to lie on the floor for 20 minutes. Fine. You want to stare at the ceiling. Fine. You want to do absolutely nothing for an entire Sunday afternoon. Also fine. The thing does not have to look like a magazine.
The thing does not have to look like a magazine.
The thing does not have to look like a magazine. Tip number 8. Schedule the nap. I know this one sounds strange, but if you put, quote, nap from 2 to 4 on your calendar, you will actually take it. Otherwise, it gets crowded out by the grocery store and the laundry.
Nap from 2 to 4.
Nap from 2 to 4. Tip number 9. Notice when rest is actually performance. Posting a photo of your, quote, relaxing Sunday on the internet is not the same as relaxing on Sunday. The posting is a job. Rest is the opposite of the posting.
The posting is a job.
The posting is a job. And finally, tip number 10. Real rest is small. It is 1 cup of tea, 1 slow walk, 1 long shower, 1 afternoon with no plan. Real rest is not the size of a long weekend. Real rest is the size of 1 ordinary Tuesday afternoon.
The size of 1 ordinary Tuesday afternoon.
The size of 1 ordinary Tuesday afternoon. And honestly, Leo, we have been on the same track all week. The gym from yesterday's episode, the subscriptions from the day before that, the Sunday reset we are talking about right now, same engine, different wrapping paper.
Same us, different spreadsheet.
Same us, different spreadsheet. That is the third one of those. We might have a problem.
We might have a slogan.
We might have a slogan. And if there is one thing I want to leave you with today, it is this. You do not need a plan for rest. You do not need an app for rest. You do not need a 12-point checklist for rest. You just need 1 quiet hour, maybe even 30 minutes. 1 quiet half hour where nobody is asking anything of you. That is it. That is the whole thing.
That is the whole thing.
That is the whole thing. And whatever you do, do not build a 12-step plan for rest. That is the plan of denial.
The plan of denial.
The plan of denial. We do not need a plan. We need 30 minutes. We need 30 minutes and a closed laptop.
30 minutes and a closed laptop.
30 minutes and a closed laptop. Same thing we will probably say tomorrow about something else.
Same us. Different spreadsheet.
Same us. Different spreadsheet. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.